Well, let's talk about making money from real estate then. Let's say we're choosing to invest in real estate. From what you've been saying about yields and income relative to the invested dollar, is there basically just one way to make money from real estate?
Multiple ways to make money from real estate, John, multiple ways. And we can talk about it simply through holding one residential property, for example. You would have rents that you're collecting. You would have appreciation. If you are in an area where demand is growing, for example, I and a lot of other investors are pointing to North Carolina these days as a growth state that holds relatively affordable prices, but yet is attractive to not only what we call the creative class, that is the younger professionals who are looking for high quality of life, but also to that emerging demographic of baby boomers who are looking for a place to retire. Not everybody is going to agree with me. Many people do, but I'm just using that as an example.
So we can make money from income, from the rents, but you're saying there are other ways to create wealth and money from real estate investment.
Absolutely. What you're really trying to do is build wealth. And you build wealth when the difference between what you owe on the property and what you own on the property continues to grow. And that can continue to grow in several different ways. It grows because you pay down the mortgage balance. It grows because you choose to buy a property in a neighborhood or in a city where the demand is growing faster than the supply. And it can also grow simply through inflation. As the cost of new construction goes up, your property will increase in value along the way. And because of leverage, because much of your property is financed with borrowed money, which in my view should most of the time be financed with a fixed rate loan, not always, but most of the time, that means as your property increases in price due to inflation, but your debt remains constant, your equity actually grows much faster than the rate of inflation. And that's a little difficult for some people to understand to begin with. The media in general always thinks that if real estate goes up in price only at the rate of inflation, the investor merely breaks even. That is not true at all.
Can you explain that? That would be my assumption too. So maybe you can spell that out a little.
Okay, let me try to make an example with some very simple numbers.